Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
It is 2:02 on the Fan. Pete Hoffman with you. 888-808-1019 is the number. Taking you all the way to 6 a.m. Again, Pete Hoffman with you. Go follow me at Hoff WFAN. And let me be the first to say that this New York Yankee team is who I thought they were in the beginning of the season. They showed their true colors in the beginning of the season, and it's happening all over again. The only thing is, they got lucky and they won early on. This New York Yankee team, off the bat, versus the Houston Astros, to start the season, showed you they don't have the clutch gene in them. They don't have that big outburst of bats in them. It's basically a lineup filled with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, and that's basically it. This team is soft. This offense is soft. You go back to the first series of the season, the Houston Astros, game one. What were the big moments in that game one for the Yankees offensively? It's 4-0, top of the fifth. Juan Soto gets a hit, okay. Juan Soto, hit. That's not shocking. Rizzo, hit by pitch, scores a run. Volpe, walk, scores a run. The game-winning run is scored in the seventh by a Verdugo sac fly. Where is the big hit? Game two. Top of the seventh, Soto walks to the base loaded, 2-1. And then the eighth, Volpe grounds into a fielder's choice. Rizzo scores on an error. Next batter, Wells reaches on a bunt single. They score. Wells scores on an error. Verdugo scores on an error. The next game, game three, Soto scores on an error. After Rizzo is, you know, on a base hit to Abreu, who he fumbles it, Soto scores on an error. Everything is errors and walks and hit by pitches and sac flies. And what do they do today? What do the Yankees do? The Yankees get a big rally started because of an error. And they take advantage because of an error. And they get three runs because of an error. But not because of a big hit. Not because, listen, Judge and Soto can't do it all. They just can't. It's impossible. But no one else on this team has that clutch gene in them. No one else on this team has the ability to get a big-time hit. You get the Wells fielder's choice that scores a run. You get Volpe walking, bases loaded, scores a run. And then Grisham grounds out, and they score a run. Those were the big hits yesterday, okay? You want to sit there and complain that Anthony Volpe is not, you know, doesn't score on a double play? Oh, my goodness, Anthony Volpe didn't score. He didn't hustle the whole way through. No one on this team hustles. There's not a single person that hustles. It's been going on for years with Giancarlo Stanton. That hasn't changed. Everyone wants to kill Gleyber Torres constantly for not hustling. That doesn't change. Nothing has changed. What needs to happen is some life on this offense. Not waiting and hoping for Aaron Judge or Juan Soto to get the big hit. In extra innings, all I thought of was, you know what? There's a man on second with the California runner. Okay, that's what we do in the IX trainings. We put a runner on second base. Okay, fine. You know what? Pitch to Soto. What's the worst that happens? Soto hits a two-run bomb. They walk Judge, and the next three guys are out. You start all over again? I mean, that's the philosophy that teams are going to start to have because no one else hits on this Yankee team. Nobody. And people scratch their head going, oh my goodness, like what's going on here? Why don't they play like they do on the back of the baseball card? Guess what? The back of the baseball card didn't look that great to begin with. Anthony Volpe last year had 20 home runs, had a lot of stolen bases, but he was not this constant big-time hitter. He just wasn't. He wasn't an average hitter. His OPS might have been high because he had 20 home runs. But I'm somebody who looks at on-base percentage and getting hits. I like contact. I want people to be able to score runs by putting the bat on the ball, putting it in play, and run scoring. Yes, of course. You take runs as you get it. It doesn't make a difference. But this Yankee team is all or nothing. If Judge doesn't start the game with the home run, it's like everyone else's eyes cold. No one remembers, oh, we can score runs too. We can get hits too. It doesn't have to be a home run. This Yankee team is as aggravating of a team, of a Yankee pinstripe team that I've seen in decades. This is not your 90s Yankees. This is not your 2000 Yankees. This is a very poorly constructed team that is basically banking on Aaron Judge and Juan Soto to be clutch every single day. And when they don't, you lose. And even when they do hit, you still lose. In the past 20 games, they're 5-15. Okay? This team is playing crappy baseball right now. And it's not just, listen, you can pick on whatever player you want to pick on, obviously besides Judge and Soto, but pick on anybody else. It doesn't make a difference. Because I see all the fingers pointed at Gleyber Torres constantly at second base. Constantly. But you want to know what? Ben Rice got called up. He's not all that great. I'm sorry. He's just not. I know he made a boneheaded move yesterday on the base path. It wasn't fantastic. And you got to give him a little bit of like a, hey, he's a kid. He's young. How many games that he's played in the bigs? So maybe he's not comfortable with everything yet. You're okay, fine. But that also means he's not the answer right now. He can get you by, I guess. But he's definitely not the answer at first base. If you want to win in the World Series, which, by the way, that is the goal. When you bring in Juan Soto to this team right now, the goal is to win a World Series. It's World Series or bust. And right now, there's a lot of bust going on. This team is not winning in the playoffs. This team may not get out of the first round in the playoffs. Even versus the Minnesota Twins, they're that bad. There's no closer. There's no bullpen. The starting pitching is crappy. Nestor Cortes had a great game yesterday, but it means nothing. Absolutely nothing. If it wasn't for that inning where the Yankees got lucky and scored three runs off of errors and walks, if it wasn't for that, Yankees would have put up a big donut. Big donut. And we're sitting over here crying about, oh my goodness, you know, Clay Holmes is terrible. And I can't believe that, you know, Volpe didn't hustle. This team is lifeless right now. The Baltimore Orioles smacked them around last time they faced each other. And they basically showed everyone in the majors what this Yankee team is made out of, which is gutless, lifeless, no heart. That's what this Yankee team is right now. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Obviously, we'll get to the Mets later on as well, because they had the, you know, I hope you enjoyed the 5th of July firework display in Pittsburgh, because it was fun. It was great, even though it ended early because they ran out of fireworks. Let's go to Eli. Eli Washingtonville, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Listen, you're blowing a gasket right now, but what's the definition of insanity?
I don't know. I'm not good with the dictionary.
Right. This thing happens over and over, and we expect a different result.
I don't expect Cashman a different result. I knew this from the beginning, and it's not about Cashman. Are you going to make this about Cashman?
It is. It's not about Cashman. Who put this team together?
The fans.
Oh,
tell me what fan didn't want Carlos Rodon here. Tell me what fan didn't want Juan Soto here. Tell me what fan didn't want to keep Anthony Rizzo here. Tell me what fan didn't want DJ LeMahieu signed. Tell me what fan didn't sweat and kiss Anthony Volpe's butt after the first year. Tell me what fan has been begging for, you know, the Yankees to basically push everything aside and say, Jason Dominguez is going to get this job as soon as he gets called up. He's not healthy. He's never healthy.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do the fans get paid to put together a baseball team?
No,
or
but
the general manager does.
It's the general manager,
so
but guess what?
Know
but,
better.
Oh,
right,
oh,
know
oh
better.
Really? Really? Because it seems like the fans come and basically complain about how this team needs to be built better. And everything the fans beg for during the offseason, Brian Cashman goes out and gets and brings home, and nothing will make you happy because you know what? Everything that the fans want is wrong. You got to stop listening to the fans.
All right, so you're not going to sit there and tell me that Brian Cashman just sits here, listens to Sports Talk Radio, and says, all right, I'm going to pick what the fans say. No, he does things that he does every year. He puts a mediocre team together that beats up on the weak teams, and then by the middle of the season, they fall apart.
By the way, are the Mets a weak team? Because I'm pretty sure that they won both. They beat the crap out of the Yankees when they played them.
They're in a hot streak.
And they are a weak team, and they beat the living heck out of the Yankees. So it's the weak teams too.
Okay, so listen, it happened 2 years ago. Didn't it happen 2 years ago where the Yankees started as one of the hottest teams in baseball?
And what have they won,
and then
Eli?
The Astros came in, gave the blueprint to the whole league, and let me tell you, it didn't start with the Mets. It started with the Boston Red Sox. All this started with the Boston Red Sox when they said, you know what, we could push the Yankees around, you could run on them like hell, and from there, they started spiraling downhill. Everybody's going to say the injuries.
The Red Sox definitely, and Eli, thank you so much for the phone call. The Red Sox helped by completely opening up all those wounds. That's correct. By stealing, by all that stuff to show, hey, we could run on this team. We don't need anybody else. I mean, we don't need to get big hits. We just run all over this team. They can't stop us, and then we could dink and dunk and do whatever. But the Baltimore Orioles showed everybody how soft this team really is. That push comes to shove, the Yankees have no response. That's really what it came down to, is that when they kept on getting hit, when Judge got hit, when Torres got hit, and there was no response until the following day, late in the game that they were getting blown out in, it was too little, too late. Too little, too late. And that's going to be what the Yankees' MO is the rest of the season. Too little, too late. They had the best record in baseball. First team to 50 wins this season. And they have completely crapped the bed. And no one is changing the sheets.